This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Noah Adams. In a few minutes, acting shifty at the airport? Federal authorities could be watching you. We'll have a story about a TSA program designed to identify potential terrorists by their behavior.
But first, the strange story of Orlando Boschetti. He's a Cuban emigre who spent 10 years on the lam in this country after escaping from prison. He had been serving a 65-year sentence for rape. He has since been cleared of that crime through DNA evidence, but he's still in custody because of some false names he assumed while on the run. New York Times reporter Jim Dwyer is here to tell us more about Orlando Boschetti's strange odyssey. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
First, tell us about his escape, which sounds extraordinary. It was actually modeled on the book Papillon?
Well, it was inspired by the book Papillon. He wasn't on Devil's Island. He was in a prison in Florida, and he scaled two fences with another man. They hid in a canal just outside the prison grounds or just on the perimeter of the fences for a number of hours, and then he went into a ditch where he got eaten up by ants for another 8 hours, and finally he landed himself with some migrant farm workers, took shelter with them for a number of months, actually, and then went on his way. And as he traveled around cities in the South, primarily South Florida, he would take up the names of people who had died recently or who he had heard about and could get their Social Security numbers. And this was how he made his living.
And he did this for some 10 years?
That's right, yeah. He worked in South Florida and then up in New Jersey for a while in Union City, which had been a Cuban enclave, and in Chicago at the Weber Barbecue Factory.
And then some of these alter egos, he assumed, actually had outstanding warrants, right?
Yes. Although some of them were dead. Some of them were not dead or were on the lam themselves. So he was picked up a number of times on warrants for outstanding drunk and disorderly or driving while intoxicated or things like that. And what he did, he said, to survive was to quickly take a plea, do 20 or 30 days rather than get into a hassle and explain, well, no, I'm not really the guy you're looking for. I'm another guy, because the other guy he was, his true self, was in a lot more trouble than somebody who owed 30 days.
Right. And so, but after 10 years or so, he was eventually caught.
He actually made a second escape from jail. He was arrested again in, I think, 95 and had to do a six-month term for somebody who had a number of outstanding DUIs. And while he was in that, he was concerned that they would be more rigorous about looking at his fingerprints than they had been in some of the county jails. So he bolted from a work gang, was on the run for several more months, and finally somebody snitched on him in the street, and he was picked up and linked back to this original crime. The rape took place in 1982. He was convicted in 83.
So since then, he actually cleared his name.
That's right. He started digging up the old court records and eventually applied for DNA testing. He did this with the cooperation of the state's attorney down in the Florida Keys where this crime took place, a man named Mark Cole, and also a lawyer from the Innocence Project in New York named Nina Morrison. And the two of them, actually, they worked very collaboratively to figure out whether this was Mr. Boschetti's DNA or not, and it wasn't. He was completely cleared of the original crime for which he was sentenced.
And that happened when?
That officially happened yesterday. I mean, it's been underway for the last couple of months that it was clear that it wasn't going to be him.
And so now where is he?
Well, now Florida judge yesterday told him he was a free man. The state of Florida had no further claims on him. The various prosecutors involved in the crimes he did commit, i.e. escape, which is a crime, whether you're guilty or innocent, you're not allowed to escape. They all agreed that there was no interest in the justice system in prosecuting him for that. So Florida let him go, but the immigration officials immediately arrested him, rearrested him, and are holding him while they decide whether he should be deported or not for having committed crimes while he was legally here in the country, but he was not a citizen.
Now, these crimes he admits to committing, or are these the crimes that his alter egos had committed?
It appears they're saying that he's responsible for the crimes that these alter egos committed and to which he stood up in court and took the rap.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jim Dwyer is a reporter with the New York Times.